The gist. Oxaloacetate became a thing in ME/CFS after Dr. David Kaufman saw it was low in a metabolomic study and began trying the supplement on his patients. Because oxaloacetate starts the Krebs cycle, which makes up the first part of the aerobic energy production process, energy production gets hit very early in the energy production process. An earlier proof of concept open label trial reported that 33% of the patients with ME/CFS and up to 46.8% of long COVID patients received more than 25% reduction in fatigue. This trial, though, was the first placebo-controlled randomized oxaloacetate trial. 82 people, 42 with ME/CFS and 40 healthy controls, took a dose of 1,000 milligrams twice per day in a 3-month trial at the Bateman Horne Center. Fatigue was reduced in the oxaloacetate group by 32% on the Childer Fatigue Score and 35% using RAND 36. The placebo group improved somewhat, but not significantly. Concerning functionality, the group that received oxaloacetate went from 9.1, moderate to severe fatigue, to 6.6, moderate fatigue, on the Childer Fatigue Scale. Regarding their ability to carry out daily activities, they went from having significant fatigue that may affect their daily activities and overall well-being to noticeable fatigue that could impact their daily life. About 40% of the oxaloacetate group, however, were considered enhanced responders, over 25% improvement. The paper did not provide their Childer fatigue data, but a doubling of their fatigue scores would have left them, if my numbers are right, with an average Childer fatigue score of 3.7 or mild to moderate fatigue, a big jump from the severe fatigue the entire group started with. The Harvard Dataverse data showed that the response to the supplement was very heterogeneous. Half the participants, 21 out of 42, either had no or very moderate 0 to plus 2 points improvements in their fatigue, or got a bit worse, minus 1 to minus 4. Approximately 40% of the group, 16, received a score of 3 or higher. At least 25% improvement in fatigue. 20% of the group with scores of 6 or higher surely received major benefits. Finally, 7% of the group with scores of 9 to 11 must have hit the ball out of the park. When oxaloacetate helped, it really helped, which brings up the question why and how it helped those that it did. The authors outlined several ways oxaloacetate may be helping, such as lactate reduction, antioxidant protection, reduced inflammation, restoring NAD+ and NADH levels, and increased glucose uptake. Happily, this is not a one-and-done study that simply tells us whether a substance helps or not. The authors reported that metabolic analysis, underway at several facilities, are attempting to learn how oxaloacetate helped the ME/CFS patients that it did. Those data should then help us understand what's going on in ME/CFS and identify which patients it might help. In the end, given oxaloacetate's cost of $400 to $500 a month, these analyses could be the most significant thing to come out of this study, as they're looking at what is potentially a sizable subset of ME/CFS patients. With one other oxaloacetate study and two rapamycin studies, all of which will be digging into the biology of the participants, we should be learning much more about the role the mitochondria are playing in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID.